It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the Gospel of John today, John chapter 8. We're going to read from verse 14 through verse 24, and I'd like for you to follow along with me in your Bibles, if you would, please. So open your Bibles, find that scripture, John chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. We love studying the Word of God, and we go immediately into the Word to learn His way and will for our lives, that we may again come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. John chapter 8, verse 14. Now, I hope that you found it, and you're ready to read along. John chapter 8, verse 14. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come or whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. And it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." Then said they unto him, "Where is thy Father?" And Jesus answered, "Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also." These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, "I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come." Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come?" And he said unto them, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." Let's begin with a word of prayer after we've read the precious word today. Father, I thank you that we can come and read this word, your living word. I hope that everyone that's listening does believe your word, trust the word of God to be truth. It is the only truth. It is sent from you, recorded by man, but penned by directed by the Holy Spirit, and is your words, Lord Jesus. I hope that everyone believes that. They do not believe that part of it is truth and part of it is lie. If they would ever study the word, Father, they would know and realize immediately that it's from you, it's divinely written, it's your inspired word. Thank you, Father, for it. Help us to study it today and to learn more about you, that we may be directed and would walk in the way that we should walk after you. Now please, Lord, speak to our hearts as we study this precious word, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have discussed and studied from 14 down through the 19th verse. We'll begin today with verse 19, just in a little bit of review, and then prepare ourselves for the rest of the scripture. We had to kind of start there because it's in 20 as we ended with verse 19, but verse 20 says, "These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple." And it says, "No man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come." And so I want to just take a couple of minutes and look at verse 19 before we begin with verse 20. "Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father?" He gave witness to him of himself, testimony of himself, and the testimony of his Father. It says in verse 17, "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me as well." Then is when the question come. "Then they said to him, Where is thy Father?" And Jesus answered, "Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also." My Father, he says there. Jesus calls him my Father. You know, when we become a child of God, come by faith to the Lord Jesus, then he becomes our Father as well. But that's through faith. in Jesus Christ. That's the only way that we can come to know the Father, is by faith through the Son, the Lord Jesus. Believing that He died on the cross of Calvary. Believing that He came to this earth, lived upon this earth, was a perfect man and completely perfect God, and went to the cross of Calvary, obedient to what His Father desired, died upon that cross, upon Calvary, was buried 3 days later, rose again, and we know because He was witnessed for 40 days by a multitude of people, and then He went home to be and is with His Father right now at the right hand, alive. We have and we serve a living God. We become a child of God. We become sons and daughters of God only by and through faith. The Lord Jesus, He is called, and He called God my Father. And Jesus is His Son. That is His place. That's His position. The Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so as we look at this verse of Scripture in verse 19, then said they to Him, where is thy Father? And Jesus answered, you neither know me nor my Father. And I want you to understand that you cannot know God the Father until you do know the Son, the Lord Jesus. And I ask you, I beg you today to come to the Lord Jesus and trust in Him by faith. He is drawing you by the Spirit of God, as the Spirit takes this word, convicts your heart, and awaits for you to open that heart's door that He may come in and sup with you, as the Scripture says, please, that you trust in Jesus today and allow Him to come into your heart and to save you. Jesus knows that if you do not know me, you cannot know my Father. And so when they ask, then they said to Him, where is thy Father? Well, they sure didn't know. But Jesus said, ye neither know me nor my Father, because if ye'd known me, ye should have known my Father also. One goes with the other. I know God the Father. I've been introduced to God the Father. I have fellowship with God the Father because of my faith in Jesus Christ. I've come by faith to Jesus. I have trusted in Him for salvation. I have asked Him into my heart to save me. And I have fellowship with not only the Son and the Spirit, but also the Father. But by and through faith in the Son, the Lord Jesus. That's the only way. Jesus knows here the heart of these people. He says, you're right. You don't know where my Father is. And you never will. Because you refuse to come to me. I am the Messiah. I am your Messiah, your Savior. But because you have rejected me and not asked me and trusted in me and believed in me, and not just in the head. Today everything is in the mind. We're so smart. We're so smart that we have stopped preaching the gospel, if you can call that smart. We are so smart today that we try to figure everything out, and we've taken parts of the Word of God out and said they're not necessary any longer. They're not truce anymore. Some believe that this is just a writings of men, just philosophy of men about how that the world has come and went. It is not that at all. It is the Word of God. And I love His Word. I love searching His Word. I love studying His Word. And I love finding the truths. Right now we're in the book of Ruth on Wednesday night, and we're having a wonderful time. We're in the book of Acts on Sunday night as we study the Word of God. In the nursing home up at La Harpe, we're still in the book of John as we enjoy that as we are here. It's just a privilege. We're further along in the book of John in the Bible study there than we are at this time here on the radio, but we enjoy and we love the Word of God. We study the Word of God. It's such a privilege that we have to look to the Word of God. If you will come by faith to the Lord Jesus, believe in His Word. His Word is true. But because they have neglected His Word, they have neglected Jesus Himself. And Jesus says to them, you've rejected me, I'm the Son of God. You've rejected me, you've rejected my Father also. You cannot know Him without knowing me. If ye had known me, if you'd come to me, ye should have known my Father also. Was no question about it. It's necessary to come by the way of the Son. through the cross, where he died for you and for me. Will you please come to the Lord Jesus today? Trust in the Lord Jesus. These words spake Jesus in verse 20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. No man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And as we look at the verses of Scripture here, they ask, if we'll look just a little bit further, because we need to kind of tie everything together. In verse 20 again, these words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. No one, until it's his time, can touch the Lord Jesus. It should be a privilege that we should know. It says, no man laid hands on him. God can set a hedge, a barrier around his Son, the Lord Jesus. That same barrier, that same hedge can be set around us, and it is set around us. We should never fear man, what they can do to us. Never. Because if we are preaching the truth, now I'm going to tell you that again, if you're preaching the truth, if you're teaching the truth, now if you've changed the Word of God, you've left part of it out, you have compromised the Word of God, you've compromised and followed after some other doctrines, or you're having fellowship with those that teach other doctrines, and you say, well, we're one in Christ. No, you're not. Because you can't be if someone is not trusting and walking after the truth, the Word of God. But if you're standing upon the truth, enjoying the fellowship of the Lord, you have that barrier, that protection around you. It is there at God's speaking. It's there for God's use. He can put angels around you to protect you. He can just speak the words. It can just be the mind of God, and you are protected. No matter where you go, no matter what's before you, God can and will protect you when you are doing His will. When you are with His truth, proclaiming His truth, living the life that God wants you to protect, wants you to live, you are protected. We do not need to worry or fear what the enemy can do to us, because God will give us this protection. No man could lay hands upon the Lord Jesus, because His time was not yet come. His hour was not yet come, the Scripture says in the end of verse 20. We have a set time to be born and a set time to die. We should be living this life rejoicing with the Lord, walking with Him, fellowshipping with Him, telling people other of the great joy that Jesus has brought into our heart because He has saved us and taken our sin away. We should live that way. We should walk that way. We should not live in fear. I know so many folks that call themselves Christian, and you know they're afraid to die. They're afraid to live. Where is this peace that God is to give them? Where is this Christian faith that they talk about that they have? When they speak of all the things that God has done for them and everything and all the knowledge they have, and yet they're afraid. They're afraid of storms. They're afraid of what people are going to do, that they're going to break into their house. They're afraid again to die. Well, if you truly know Jesus, you know that when your time is come and God calls you home, He has prepared not only your life, but He has also prepared that short voyage from here to there, which will be in like a twinkling of an eye. Yes, that's what's going to happen when the church is raptured. But when your body, if you die right now and your body goes into that grave, all that is the old body, dust. But your soul, your heart, your soul is in the presence of God immediately, fellowshipping with the Lord Jesus, fellowshipping with other believers that have went on ahead. Oh, that's a time of rejoicing. And shouldn't we be excited to know that God has put a hedge around us to protect us? God will allow whatever takes place to us and comes to us, we need to understand is that it will bring honor and glory unto the Lord. Only, my friend, don't misunderstand me, only when we are doing His will. When we are living in His way, following His commandments, those that I see that worry, those that fret, those that are scared, they have left God's truth, they have left God's house in many times, they are not around true believers that lift them up. They don't have the union, the oneness in Christ that God wants us to have, because they have left that. They have run away for one reason or another. And now when they face tribulation and trouble and trial, why, they face it terrified. They face it scared, because they lack that peace and that joy and that comfort that He so desires to give. We should always say that my time is in Your hands, God. We should always say that. How often do we set out to do what we want to do and don't even consider that our time is God's? I need you to think about that, ponder upon it, that you may become the believer in Jesus that you should be. I hope that you have come to the Lord Jesus. We have no need to fear when we're doing His will. Never a need to fear. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as He taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on Him, for His hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. If we look at what Jesus is telling them, and I want you to listen very carefully, He's speaking of a judgment that will come. I go my way, ye shall seek me, ye shall die in your sin. Whether I go, ye cannot come. First of all, I want to say that as we look in another verse of Scripture, in verse 24 that we've read, I said therefore unto you that if ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Here is a singular, it's singular, it's sin. There's one sin that's going to cast you into the lake of fire. There's going to be one sin that's going to separate you from the presence of God. And that sin is unbelief. The longer you do not trust in the Lord Jesus and do not believe that He is the Messiah, and that's the problem with these folks. Those leaders that were standing before Him, they knew the Word, but they didn't believe that this was the Messiah. We have here, I go my way. You don't drive me. You don't need to drive me away. I will go myself. There's a time when He was to be there. There was a time that He was to be gone. You don't need to drive me away. They had no desire to follow Him. And one said, woe to those from whom Christ departs. Now, if you have followed after the Lord Jesus, but from afar, from outside, you have never come by faith to the Lord Jesus. You've heard people say that you must come by faith and ask Jesus into your heart, but you've stayed that distance away and you have never trusted. You have never asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to save you. And so you've stayed away. There'll be a time when the Lord Jesus will stop drawing you, will stop knocking on your heart's door. It will be over. I don't know when that will be. Maybe you'll take your last breath before you die. And up until that last breath that you take, you will have an opportunity to ask Jesus into your heart. But maybe not. Maybe that time will come much before your death. There'll be a time when He stops calling you. Now I ask today that you don't play that game. If you're sitting in church today and that church has preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus, you've heard the call of God, the Holy Spirit has convicted your heart, I'm pleading with you, I beg you to come. Come to Jesus today. He has offered His life for yours upon the cross of Calvary. Again, I'll read this. Woe to those from whom Christ departs. And the only ones that He departs from are those that are unbelievers, that will have rejected the Lord Jesus, those that have no desire to follow Him. Those are the people at a point in time that Jesus will leave, will walk away from, because you have not invited Him in. He's become weary of standing on the outside as you have had opportunity after opportunity to trust in Him. And at a point in time, He leaves. I don't know when that is, nor do you, so you need to come to the Lord Jesus. He says in verse 21, I go my way. In the next section of that verse, ye shall seek me. They were looking all the time for the Messiah, the Savior, the King. They were looking for Him, but they didn't realize they were looking at Him. And maybe that's yourself today. You know that there's a God that saves, but you're not accepting Jesus as that Savior, as that God that has come, as the only true God, the Holy God. And to this point, you just don't quite believe it, and so you've set it aside and you've rejected it. You seek me. You're looking for the Messiah, but He's standing right there. You've persecuted me. You've persecuted my doctrine. You've went after false gods. This will all come against you when the wrath of God is before you. And it's coming. You say you're seeking me. No, you're not. If you were seeking me, you would truly and quickly find me. We're going to go very quickly here to Romans. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verse 30 through 33. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense. Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. They stumbled at the stumbling stone. Behold, I lay at Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense. They looked to the Lord Jesus. They wanted a Savior. But when they found the Lord Jesus, it wasn't the King they were looking for. He wasn't the mighty man that they were looking for. He wasn't the one that was going to take the Roman rule away from them and set them free and away from the bondage they were under. They were under that bondage because of unbelief. And when the Savior came, they rejected Him too. They have sought it not by faith. Will you come by faith today? What proof are you looking for? What proof are you desiring to have? Then said Jesus again to them, I go my way. There will be a time. Ye shall seek me. You're looking, and you just keep calling out for the Messiah. But you're so foolish and so ignorant that you don't realize he's right here. Now, is that where you're at today? You followed after the doctrines of your church, and yet you've neglected the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ your Lord? Maybe when my Lord, not yours yet, wait till you come to Jesus before you call him Lord. You come to him. He's on your heart. He's at your heart's door knocking right now. And what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to seek some other way? Maybe your church doesn't preach the gospel, but you've heard it across this radio, and you've heard it over and over again as I call out for you to come to Jesus and be saved. But you say, well, my church doesn't believe that. My church doesn't teach that. Well, your church is wrong. Your church is a liberal political church, and I ask you that you will awaken to the gospel of Jesus Christ as he knocks on your heart's door this very day, and ask him to come into your heart and save you. Please. And then I'm going to ask you once again a statement that I keep getting in trouble for. If that church of yours does not preach the gospel, if that church of yours does not lift up the name of Jesus, I'm going to ask you to leave that church. We have many preachers that listen to this program. And if you're one of those preachers that have stopped preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and stopped preaching that you come by faith to Jesus, I ask that you stand before your people on Sunday morning and resign from that church and go get an honest job. Because if you don't preach Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and rose again, and that you come by faith to him and that you need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're not doing what God has called you to do, and you've missed your calling. The joy of following after Jesus. You seek me. Many people call that. They say, you seek me. But what does the rest of that scripture say? Ye shall die in your sin. Ye shall die in the sin of unbelief. Those that live in unbelief are forever undone if they die in unbelief. You must come by faith to Jesus. Trust in the Lord Jesus. Walk after him. If you'll take your Bibles and look to Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 9. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 9. This is the tool I need. This is what I need to search and to enjoy. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 9, Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. If you do not turn from your wicked way and come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you will die in your sin, the scripture says. The words of the Lord Jesus, I go my way, he's leaving. There'll be a time. Ye shall seek me. You're looking for me all the time and you're looking right at me, but you're still rejecting me because you will not believe that I am he. Ye shall die in your sin. And then he says, whether I go, ye cannot come. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Eternal separation from Jesus. Ye cannot come because you have no right to enter. Because you've neglected that free gift of salvation. And I'm going to take you to Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man, according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Trust in Jesus today. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?